Audio 36. 1.
I was in the town centre when I saw the two young men jump out of a car, run into a shop, and run out again with a bag of money. A few people tried to stop them, but I couldn't do anything. Time seemed to stand still. It felt as if I was standing there for ages, but I couldn't move. Should I stop them? Should I run? Should I phone the police? By the time I had made up my mind, they'd gone, and some of the people nearby asked me why I hadn't done anything to help.
2.
I was waiting for a friend when a big gang of football hooligans came walking towards me. I looked around and saw fans of a different team coming from the other direction. I tried to get away, but there were no roads to the left or right. I stood at the side of the road, and when they got closer, I closed my eyes. I could hear fighting, but, unbelievably, nothing happened to me. One man pushed me as he ran past. I couldn't believe it when he turned around and said, "Sorry."
3.
I was in a large group of people when I saw a man push a girl off her bike and start cycling away. A few people, including myself, ran after the man and tried to catch him, but he escaped. When I turned round and looked back at the rest of the crowd, I was shocked by their behaviour. They were all filming the event on their mobile phones, happy that they'd seen something unusual and exciting. How could they do that and not even phone the police?
4.
I was sitting on the bus when the crime happened. It was late in the evening and two young men were vandalising cars. I couldn't believe it. I saw them scratch the paint on one car and then break a window on another one. They went up to a third car, but while they were looking at it and laughing, a police car drove up behind them. As my bus drove away, I could see the boys being forced to get into the police car. They weren't laughing anymore then.